Check one, two. All right. Good morning, listener. Welcome to the Life in Harmony show here at Cairns FM 89.1. This is your host, Rain, and it's time for your hourly weather update. Looking out of the window here at the station, we are looking at some cloudy skies, a little bit of blue coming through, and the sun is shining and hot. Temperature is currently sitting at 29 degrees. Looking at a high of 32 degrees and an overnight of 25. Got a bit of rain coming in, not too much, 1 to 5 millimeters, not too much wind, and an 84% humidity index. Looking forward through the week, we're looking at 24 to 32 degrees and a bit of rain coming in on Thursday and through the weekend.
And I'm Dan.
Welcome to the Life in Harmony show,
where we have quality conversations with local people
about community and music events,
as well as health and healing modalities.
Welcome to the Life in Harmony show here at Cairns FM 89.1. This is your host, Rain, and in the studio today we have a very special guest, Sabine Cristelli. So Sabine is a PhD candidate in sleep science. She also holds a graduate certificate in sleep medicine and science as a holistic wellness coach and internationally accredited Kundalini yoga teacher. She specializes in meditation, breathwork, NLP, and hypnotherapy, focusing on helping women overcome energy issues and mental barriers. She's known for guiding women to thrive through self-connection and love, thereby building confidence. Sabine delivers public and corporate talks and workshops on sleep, meditation, and thriving, blending science with traditional wisdom. She's also a podcaster and active on YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and has authored 2 sleep guidebooks. So welcome to the show, Sabine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Cool. To start with, could you share with us what inspired you to become a sleep scientist and how that journey started for you?
Yes. Overall, I've been always really interested in human potential and what makes some people do really well and other people suffer more, other people have less energy, and somehow people navigate that uniquely to thrive, to have more immune function, to have a fulfilled life. So on that journey, I started looking at human behavior as a kiddie, and eventually when I was older and was at university, I looked at biology to understand, you know, what actually makes us tick, what makes us have a strong immune function, what makes us breathe, and what is it that's behind this mysterious brain as well, and our genetic code. All of that stuff really fascinates me, and how we are such an interesting, unique race, and we all have our place and our own challenges and gifts. So from that place, I raised 3 children after having my degree, and I really enjoyed being a full-time mom. And on that place, after that, I decided that I would like to do some other work, do some yoga teaching, meditation, which is what I did. And at one point, I was asked to give a talk at a university about stress release, about how to be optimized, because I knew that when we're relaxed, we are more optimized, we function better. So what's happening in the world? How can we relax more? And when I was giving a talk at that university, I saw the sleep labs. I said, how amazing, you've got sleep labs there. And the professor at the time said, yes. And we do this and that research. And I said, wouldn't it be great to study how breathing can help with sleep, if have people studied it already? And when we looked at it, there wasn't really that much really rigorous research. There was ideas, and we know about certain aspects. But I made a proposal and became a student in that field and continued with my research to really draw on the yogic science, the mental science, the biological science, and to apply it into one package of sleep. which is a totally fascinating field.
Amazing. That was actually my next question, is how do you kind of mix that? I was, you know, when I was looking at your bio and your website and everything, I could see that you had a lot of different interests and a lot of different kind of specialized skill sets, but that your focus was sleep. So, yeah, I was going to ask how you kind of mix the two together.
Thank you, because that is a wonderful question. It brings it together because everything is actually connected. And as much as a scientist, we tend to dissect things, and I've looked at science in that way, you know, vitamin C, thinking, you know, environment, all of those things. We can dissect things endlessly, and it's super, super interesting. But ultimately, it is all connected. So then I'm trying to find what is it at the root cause that can really enable people to function optimally. Well, it's the mind and mindset. But the core basic is actually sleep, which affects everything else. It affects your way of being, the way you perceive your lenses in the world. It affects the way your immune system functions. It affects the way you breathe, and vice versa. And when I looked at this huge, you could call it, I made up a big sort of mind map, everything is connected. And at its core, if we don't sleep well, all those other things are reduced. Our creativity, our capacity to love, our immune system to recover. And it just blew my mind how we seem to ignore that, which is funny.
Yeah. No, I totally hear that. We live in this crazy society where we're moving and shaking and not really taking a whole lot of downtime. And so there's a kind of an imbalance that seems to be happening on the world kind of at large.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, with the incidence of the internet and more exposure to light now, it's even easier, even if we're not thinking of it. We're having so many things to deal with that we're having even less of an interest in sleep or even making room for it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to getting into it. So stick around, listeners. We're going to have a bit of a deep dive into sleep. What is it? Why do we need it? How does it affect us? And how we can get better sleep at the end of the day is kind of our main concern. Mm-hmm. But first up, we're going to play a song for you. Aaron Bukku, I See the Light. Welcome back to the Life in Harmony Show. This is your host, Rain, and in the studio today we have been speaking with Sabine Cristelli about her story moving into the world of health and wellness, and in particular, the science of sleep. So, Sabine, tell me, what is sleep? What do you understand sleep to be, and why do we do this?
Yes, that is a really interesting big question that even science doesn't fully understand yet. In a nutshell, though, we have discovered that it is essentially a time when we stop so we can repair. It's like you put your car in the garage and you upgrade it every night. You brush your teeth, you get your checkup. And this is really, really, really important, because if we look at it from when we used to be hunter-gatherers and we were more vulnerable than we are now, we're spending a lot of our time asleep. We need between 6 to 8 hours, and that's a time of vulnerability if we're not in a safe place. It's a time when we're not working. It's a time when we're not gathering food or reproducing to keep the population going. So as part of our brain development, who we are, we need a lot of sleep to integrate. So, yeah, let me get into that. We integrate all the things that have happened during the day. So it helps us to be more evolved. If we sleep well, we actually will process the events that have happened. And then the next day we can make better decisions. We can have more insight. We also consolidate all our bodily organs. There's actually a brain detox that happens every night, which is a new discovery, relatively speaking. Everybody knows about the lymphatic system and the immune system and that cleansing that goes on in the body.
Yeah.
But we actually do a brain detox every night. And if we don't get sufficient sleep, that brain detox doesn't happen. So people that have a lot of sleep disturbance, they actually accumulate a lot of brain toxicity, which feels like headachey, feeling off, not being able to think clearly. And now, of course, I know I'm going all over the place because there's so much information to share, but now it has been linked with Alzheimer's and dementia. So I'm saying, hey, try to get that sleep. You don't want that when you're growing older. And it does start to develop much earlier than when we detect it. And so getting that brain health, which is what happens every night, is really important. And imagine when you've got that sorted, you make so much more of a higher quality decision in your life. You don't backpedal. You're perhaps not as reactive because you've integrated your emotions during your sleep and your biology is functioning. You're actually feeling like you have energy to do things.
Yeah.
So sleep is your most precious thing that you can give yourself, actually.
Yeah. Well, that actually leads into the next question of, how significant is the role of sleep in maintaining mental health and physical well-being? It sounds like it's incredibly important for us.
Mm. And, not just important, essential. Vital,
essential.
Which is why, you know, they could use it as a torture technique to say, if I don't give you sleep for 3 days, you will sign almost anything just to get your sleep. And sleep deprivation just ruins everything. I think, and science has shown that it is the most destructive thing. And because we're very strong as humans, we get away with a lot. Especially when we're teenagers, when we are early young adults, when we are in a very good state of health still. But over time, it starts to wear you down. And even teenagers are feeling it. Even young adults are feeling it because we are just getting so much less sleep than we used to. And it's not just that we're getting less sleep, actually. It's more also that we're getting less quality sleep. And I would love to explain a little bit about that.
Well, that's a great question. Why is that? Why are we so different than our forebears and our ancestors like that?
That is massive. So some people will say, look, I go to bed at 10 and I wake up at 5 and I can't go back to sleep. Or I actually go to sleep and I sleep my 8 hours and I feel horrible in the morning.
Yeah.
It is really important for people to realize that we go through a 90-minute sleep cycle.
Yep.
And there are all those phases of sleep, which I don't need to get into. But as a scientist, we look at those. And we can study. If you go to sleep tonight and you have wound down, you have perhaps, done relaxing things before you went to bed versus watching a really exciting movie and drinking alcohol, those things will increase your level of cortisol and they will actually lead to a lower depth or a lower sleep quality. So you might feel like you're sleeping, but you wake up not refreshed. And a lot of people don't realize they're doing many things to reduce the depth of your sleep. That means the interesting cycle starts that you wake up in the morning not refreshed. You often have this thing with coffee or something like this going on.
Yes.
And like a lot of people say, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. And that's a sign of that. And then afterwards, you're really wired during the day, in essence, because you've piped yourself up with these adrenaline rush and cortisol, rising products and stimulants. And in the evening, you need to wind down. And guess what? It can become overeating because it's sedating. It can become, again, alcohol. It can become mindlessly watching some show to relax you.
Yes.
But again, you haven't fully wound down and you're not sleeping the best after that kind of way of being. And then you have this repeat cycle and it becomes downward spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is, though, hey, everyone is listening, there are solutions to this that are easy to apply. Easy.
Yeah, true. what I'm kind of hearing is we stimulate ourselves. We give ourselves caffeine and lots of work to do and responsibilities. Mm. And then we go home and then we give ourselves more. We give ourselves more food and more TV and more all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and relaxing is kind of the opposite, isn't it? It's this like releasing of stimulus. It's this relaxing of all these.
Yes.
That's
and I love how you just described it, because everyone in the audience, I certainly could feel you described it. We get excited and big eyes and big moves.
Yes.
And then, when we relax, we just drop those arms.
Yes.
We right now feel the chair. We just ease into it. And it has been shown scientifically, and I don't think enough people talk about it, that sleep is a 2-hour process of winding down. So some people are so exhausted exhausted, they just hit the pillow and go boom.
Yeah.
But then they wake up and they're not refreshed.
Yes.
If you give yourself 2 hours before you want to be in asleep, full sleep, so say you want to sleep by 11,
yeah,
ideally it would be nice to be conscious that from 9 o'clock onwards, do things that you love, that relax you, that can lead to a deep quality rest.
Yes.
Which means you wake up more refreshed, have more energy, have a better life, have more fun, you actually have more optimism, you laugh a lot more, and all of that is another positive feedback loop.
So what kind of relaxing activities would you suggest?
Oh, I have a smorgasbord of those.
Okay.
The most important thing is that you find some that you enjoy. So for example, if you like a beach walk, you know, some people say, I love it, but I don't have time. Make that time.
Yeah.
Getting that evening light is really powerful because we are ruled by the light. And so a lot of things that I teach are getting the morning sunlight, going out during your lunch break, having the evening light, because your body will program biochemically to help you unwind. So in the evening, if you don't have access to that, look at a candle. So that's one technique. The body will wind down, and as you look at a candle, you'll notice you probably naturally will relax. Another thing is to slow down your breath consciously. When you get ready to sleep, your body naturally is meant to slow down the breath. You're not meant to be in that hyperactive mode, going, adrenaline, fast breathing. You're meant to actually, ideally, those last few hours, if possible, just feel like you're relaxing into the body. You're having a more holistic breath that is conscious. You're breathing deep and rhythmically into the belly, making your exhale a little bit longer than the inhale. Sense the message to your nervous system. Right now, even breathing in and then slowly breathing out as a longer exhale. And notice that the body responds very beautifully to that. So you are actually in charge, but do we want to use that? So if you've had a hypey day, slow down the breath.
Yeah.
Other things are massage your jaw, often tensions in the jaw and in the shoulders. Relax the shoulders, a bit of tapping, a bit of vagal tone exercises, which I teach. There's some really nice, gentle techniques that will relax you very quickly. There's also YouTubes on that, those kinds of things. There's a really cool one. I don't know if we can do it on air now. Whistle breath. Whistling in and out and breathing through like this.
In and out.
In and out through circular lips. That is a beautiful hack to relax you. First of all, it brings up a smile in most people because whistling is never associated with anything bad. It works the nervous system and it slows down your breath. And it calms you down because you're focusing on that rather than thinking about a million other things. And I've got lots of hacks like that.
Amazing. No, I like that because it's like you're also, you know, it's about this like sensory calming. It's using your senses to bring you down into your body. So with whistling, you're also listening to the whistle.
Exactly. You got it.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, cool.
And that's why it's powerful. And you are a biological organism and we can tap into that and utilize it like a light switch. When we switch on the light or off, we have those abilities to relate to our body in that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people are too detached. They've forgotten and they don't want to acknowledge that. But while you're even watching TV, which I, you know, think can be overstimulating, just tapping your jaw, relaxing your lips, maybe doing that whistling, even with your kids, if they're stressing out and you want to teach them how to wind down, they are fun things to do and they actually really work.
Yep.
They work on your nervous system. They reduce anxiety.
Yep.
They reduce stress, which is why we often are too wired and find it hard to wind down in the end.
Yes. And I guess, like, what I'm also noticing is that, like, you know, when you're go, it's a lot of thinking and a lot of doing and a lot of, like, it's really mind heavy.
Yes.
And then so all these kinds of exercises are, you know, tapping into our physical sensations, into our body. So it's like moving from the mind into the body, and that's the space to
100%. Relax. When we're in the head, what happens is that if you've had a stressful day, we're wired for survival.
Yeah.
So we tend to look for another to-do list, what's gone wrong, you know, what we should worry about, even for the next week or month or year.
Yeah.
So that's where journaling comes into it. If you relate to journaling or if you've never done it, I highly recommend get a piece of paper out at the evening. write down all the things that you're grateful
yes.
for. Write down all the things you're a bit worried about
yep.
that maybe, you know, you're still navigating. And one powerful technique, and people find it really effective, is once you've written down the things you're worried about, only look at those things. Ask yourself, which of these things can I actually influence and are important right now?
Yeah.
You'll eliminate about 50%.
Mm.
And then look at the other bits that are left. How nice. The package of stress is reduced.
Yes.
And then write down little things you can implement to deal with those other five things
yes.
that might be left.
Yes.
And your brain will go, oh, thank goodness.
You solved the problem.
Yes.
Don't need to
have that in the background.
Yeah,
it's running a computer program.
Yeah.
So imagine you've got a computer
yeah.
that's full of weird viruses and glitchy things that are constantly in the background.
Yeah.
It's like that. And while you're dealing with the kids or your husband or your wife or the world, that's running in the background.
Mm.
That's why we're so wired. So if we put it on paper, it's been scientifically shown it has a huge stress release. Outcome and effect.
Yep.
So if anyone's listening, please get a scruffy piece of paper.
Yeah.
Just write that stuff out. You'll be really surprised. It's like a brain dump.
Yeah.
And then you can navigate your problems better and you'll sleep better.
Yes. Again, it's just this like outward, just take it out of your mind.
Yes.
Put it out.
Yes.
And then you can release, you can relax.
And be in the body and actually enjoy
yes.
it and be present to the moment.
Yes.
And that's also linked. By the way, all of the stuff that I teach is linked to the genius flow state. If you actually relax even right now and feel wherever you are, what's supporting your feet under the ground, and give yourself permission to slow down your breath just that little bit with a longer exhale, dropping the shoulders a bit, you actually perceive more of your reality and you actually also can be more attentive to whatever's going around you rather than
yes.
being in that fight or flight, you know, reaction mode, stress, all of those things. So it's really, really beneficial to practice that for the genius flow state.
What is this genius flow state?
And for the sleep effect. So
yeah,
the genius flow state is what people are aware of, that are like entrepreneurs and geniuses that climb the highest mountains or that own those businesses, and somehow they're able to do so much
yes.
that we can't even conceive. All those people take breaks. They walk out of life in a sense and have time to themselves, maybe a nap, a meditation, looking over the ocean. They recenter, they ground in the body, they're present. They regulate their breathing and checking in. Am I centered? Am I belly breathing and empowered? Am I shoulders dropped? Is my jaw relaxed? Now, what are the important decisions to make? It's a genius flow state. And the flow aspect means you're actually quite open-minded
yeah.
rather than restricted and controlled, because you realize life is flow. So you're in that state of receptivity, creativity, and flow.
And
so
groundedness, I'm feeling like, oh,
you're grounded, you're present.
Present, yeah.
So the benefits of what I'm talking about are for all of life inherently, but sleep must weave into it, and
yeah.
they weave in together. They're like a married couple,
yeah.
a good one, that is. And the sleep weaves into the genius flow state, and the genius flow state will support the sleep, and it's one way of living. Really
yeah.
powerful.
Gorgeous. I'm loving what you're putting down. So you also mentioned earlier that before we kind of got the show together, that there's a lot of kind of common myths about sleep in the world.
Mm.
Could you speak to that?
Yes, there's a lot of myths and a lot of funny little throwaway sentences like, oh, you can sleep when you're dead,
yeah.
or sleep is for the weak. That's just really, it's the exact opposite.
Macho
and uneducated, really. And just a throwaway sentence for people that, you know, pride themselves on being on that treadmill of life and never stopping. And, you know, that can work for a while, but it's actually the hard way of doing life.
Mm.
The easier way is doing it by slowing down, reflecting, and then making conscious choices and decisions. And so one of the biggest myths, though, in my opinion, at this point in time, that I hear is, oh, sleep. What do you mean? What? Why is that so important? Is that really important?
Mm.
We spend so much time on maybe our accounts or our website
mm-hmm.
or our beauty products
mm-hmm.
or brushing
fitness,
our teeth
yeah.
or how we look on Instagram
yes.
or whatever we're doing. I don't mind. Whatever it is. How we parent. This is so, so key. We study parenting books. We study about nutrition. And sleep is only just getting that traction. And what I want to really highlight in this interview is that if you can get your sleep sorted, all those other things will benefit. You will absorb your nutrition better.
Yeah.
Your skin will look younger. You will be a better parent because you actually come from your heart rather than from your stressed out fight or flight brain, which is not coping. You will create a wave of beauty in your life, and not just mentally, but physically, emotionally, and also spiritually. When you're stressed, you have no time for your spiritual dimension. You're just running to survive. So the real thing is, why are we not talking about sleep more and helping each other? And that's why I'm here. I'm hoping that this show and anything that I publish will help someone to realize, look, I'm going to give myself time to consider sleep. I'm going to make a little tweak, micro adjustment. It's not a big thing. It's not another list to pile on your busy life. It's more something small that you will enjoy that will actually make life easier and less cluttered and less, because often we are our own enemy. We create our own stress, you know, like when we're rushing and then we stub our foot and we have a problem and it actually takes longer.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you get more energy and more time by focusing more on sleep. So this is the big myth.
Yeah.
Do focus on sleep.
Yeah.
It is really important. It's pivotal.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I think there's this perception that if you can't sleep, there's nothing really that you can do about it. You just kind of have to struggle through. And so then people just kind of don't even make it a priority. And so, yeah, I love that you've, you know, given us some real actionable can-do kind of items to implement. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit after this break about where we can find some more information about sleep and about you and, and things that you're offering. So yeah, really looking forward to that. But first up, we've got a song, Matt Corby, Better Than That. Welcome back to the Life in Harmony show. We've been speaking with Sabine Cristelli about sleep, what it is, why we need it, how to get more of it. And I'm feeling really inspired. I really want to say thank you for coming and for bringing, you know, some really beautiful information about sleep.
My pleasure. And there's so much more, by
the
way.
Yes, true. Well, so, yeah, how can people learn more about sleep and what you're doing in the world?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, you could look up my website, sabinecristelli.com. So, sabinecristelli.com, just how we say it. And subscribe to my newsletter because I will begin sending you out tips and an actual recipe, how you can get your sleep, and you can choose from a smorgasbord of options.
Mm.
You can look up my latest project with the Reef House in Cairns, where they have set up a whole sleep program with me together, which is really, really ideal. And I'm thinking that will spread more through the world from now on as well.
Cool. And are you planning to have more of these sleep programs?
I will definitely, yes. I'll definitely be back in Cairns. That's all set up completely.
Yeah.
So, and in Adelaide as well. So it'll be happening there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And for our listeners, if you go to our Facebook page, we've also got some links with, you'll see a photo of Sabine and you can kind of see more information from there.
Yes, I love to help people get that good sleep sorted.
Yep.
It's so good. It makes me feel good if you get your good sleep too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, thank you for sharing your journey with us. Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell the audience? There are people here in Cairns.
Yes. Well, basically, specifically to Cairns or?
Anyone.
Anyone. I love being in Cairns. That's what I was going to say. It's such an amazing place here. Really mind-blowingly beautiful. What I wanted to say is that if you are worried about sleep, trust me, you're reprogrammable. Whatever habits you've got, they can be undone. I have studied this very deeply and I help people with that. And it can be easy to start a new habit.
Mm.
And with my little recipes and micro steps,
I
promise you, you'll feel empowered again because there's nothing worse and it's creating a lot of anxiety for people. How do I do it? I don't have time.
Yes.
Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. Yes, little steps will make a difference. And yes, you can get better sleep. Absolutely.
There is a way forward.
Yes, and it's so, so good. It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Imagine now, while you're listening to this, how much you will feel better when you have more energy, more passion,
clarity,
more creativity, clarity, better
capacity,
biological functioning.
Yeah.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Working in your new projects or even starting a new one. When we are run down, we just find it really hard and it just is so disabling. So imagine whatever it is that your dreams are and giving it another look, saying, I thought I couldn't do that, but actually I can.
Yeah.
I do have that, because with that sleep, I will get so much more energy. And energy is life.
Yes.
Without it, we can't do anything. So,
and you're specifically saying that it's all a matter of developing some new habits,
yes,
new routines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That are actually amazing. They're not awful. They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the show today. We're
going
to have a little gratitude section after this. So stick around. But first of all, we've got another song for you, Tash Sultana. You people freak me out.
And we are back at the Life in Harmony show here at Cairns FM 89.1. And yeah, we've been talking with Sabine Cristelli about sleep and its importance to our health. It's been really inspiring and interesting to talk with you, Sabine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You also mentioned in the break that you've got some podcasts up on all the main platforms called Sleep Easy. So if our listeners want to get cracking on learning what they can do to implement some new habits, they can do that.
Right there. That's right. Instantly.
Mm-hmm. Instantly.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
So this is our gratitude section. So what are you feeling grateful for today, Sabine?
I'm really grateful that we can have these conversations and learn from each other and share each other's tips. That's how we evolve as a human species. And what works for you, share it with someone else.
Yes.
And make it go round like a gift. I feel really grateful for this moment right now, even just to be here with everyone.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm feeling really grateful that I'm a strong sleeper. I have a few close friends and my mom. They're all kind of struggle over the years with sleep, and I've noticed how beneficial it is in my life to have really a good sleep pattern and how much that affects my life in a positive way. So I'm feeling really grateful for that. So, yeah, that brings us to the end of the Life in Harmony show. Thank you so much for coming. And
my pleasure.
Maybe we'll have you again. We were talking about some ideas for that as well. So
amazing.
Yes. And then we've got one more song for you, Rufus DeSoul, Adriatic. So take care, guys. We'll see you next week.